It's 1998, and you're guiding a cheerful Yoshi through a pop-up book world, gobbling fruit and humming along to a sunny soundtrack. Yoshi's Story swaps the complexity of Yoshi's Island for a simpler, kid-friendly adventure. Developed by Nintendo EAD, it's a visual treat, but lacks staying power. In this review, we explore its gameplay, charm, and place in 2025's retro scene. Yoshi's Story followed the beloved SNES Yoshi's Island, with Nintendo EAD aiming for a more accessible sequel using the N64's 3D capabilities. Released in Japan in December 1997 and North America in March 1998, it sold over 2 million copies, but faced mixed reviews for its simplicity. Fun fact, the game's vocal Yoshi language was created by sampling and tweaking human voices. Yoshi's Story tasks players with guiding one of six baby Yoshis through six worlds, each with four levels. The goal is to eat 30 fruits per level to advance, with hearts unlocking new paths. Gameplay focuses on exploration, using Yoshi's flutter jump, egg throwing, and ground pound moves. Levels are linear but encourage hunting for secrets like hidden coins. Controls are simple, though the N64's analog stick can feel oversensitive. Yoshi's Story's storybook aesthetic is a standout, with 2.5D levels mimicking paper cutouts and textures like felt or cardboard. Worlds like Jungle Hut and Cloud Cruising burst with color, holding up well in 2025 despite low-poly enemies. The game runs smoothly at 30 FPS with no major glitches. The soundtrack by Kazumi Totaka is pure joy, with whimsical tracks and Yoshi's vocalized singing. Sound effects like fruit chomps and enemy pops are satisfying. The N64's audio limitations don't detract from the cheerful vibe. The game's charm is its biggest strength. The storybook visuals and playful tone make every level feel like a fairy tale. Collecting fruit and sniffing out secrets with Yoshi's nose is relaxing, perfect for younger players or casual gamers. The ability to choose different Yoshis adds light variety, and hidden black and white Yoshis reward exploration. Its influence is modest but notable, inspiring later Yoshi titles like Yoshi's Crafted World. The game's simplicity makes it a cozy retro experience. Yoshi's Story is too short, with only 24 levels, 6 chosen per playthrough, beatable in 2 to 3 hours. Objectives, eat fruit, repeat, grow repetitive, and the lack of challenge frustrates fans of Yoshi's Island. There's little incentive to replay beyond finding every secret. Compared to Super Mario 64's depth, it feels like a side dish. Yoshi's Story runs flawlessly on N64, with vibrant visuals and no slowdown. Emulators and Nintendo Switch Online enhance clarity, but the original cartridge's charm is unmatched. The game's small scope means it rarely taxes the hardware, ensuring a smooth experience. Yoshi's Story was a moderate success, selling 2.8 million copies, but overshadowed by N64 heavyweights. Reviews praised its visuals, but criticized its simplicity, with EGM calling it cute but shallow. Its legacy lives in Yoshi spin-offs, and speedrunners enjoy optimizing fruit collection. Modders have tweaked levels, but its community is smaller than Mario's. Yoshi's Story feels like a warm hug with its adorable Yoshis and sunny vibes. I love exploring as pink Yoshi, but the short length leaves me wanting more. At 7 out of 10, it's a charming distraction for retro fans or kids, but lacks the depth for long sessions. It's a sweet, bite-sized adventure. Yoshi's Story is a delightful but brief N64 platformer. Its storybook visuals and cheery music charm, but its simplicity and short length limit its appeal. Retro collectors and Yoshi fans will enjoy its cozy vibe, but others may want more challenge. Hop on a Yoshi and enjoy the short, sweet ride.